Now verses 46 and 47. Then the king, Nebuchadnezzar, fell upon his face, and he worshiped Daniel. You see, he didn't know any better. And he commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is, that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldst reveal this secret. Now, you see, the effect upon Nebuchadnezzar was so profound that he actually worships Daniel. And he commands others to do likewise. And he only knows the worship of physical objects. And he attempts thus to worship the living and true God. And this was his introduction to the God of heaven. And I want you in this book to watch the growth of the faith in the heart of this idolatrous king. And it'll break through the darkness of paganism, and he's going to come into the marvelous light of the knowledge of God. We'll see that in this book. Now I'm reading verses 48 and 49. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts, made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Now that matter of sitting in the gate, we've examined that twice before. Been the book of Genesis, sitting in the gate down in Sodom. It meant he was a judge. And we also have seen in the book of Esther, that was the office that Mordecai was lifted to. He sat in the gate. Man, he was a judge. So now Daniel is rewarded and he's elevated. And he doesn't forget his three Hebrew friends. And they likewise receive high positions in the government of Babylon. This young boy now, Daniel, is moved into a position actually of sitting in the gate. Means he was a judge. He's made Supreme Court justice. But as we move through the book, he acts in the capacity of a prime minister. He's the one that Nebuchadnezzar refers to, that he looks to. And this man now is to be the one to judge the people. And he's also, apparently, one that is prime minister going about over the kingdom of Babylon. So we have here now this man Daniel brought to this high position.